Hello, everybody, and boys and girls, and welcome to the Sunday edition of Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here, and as always, thanks for tuning in. Hopefully, you had a very enjoyable Sunday here in Southeast Michigan, especially the city of downtown Detroit. Whole lot of activity going on. The Tigers play. The auto show is going on. And, of course, the Detroit Lions putting in their 2 cents in there. And we'll give you the report on that particular. Hey, let's do that right now. Happy time. Jeff Goff threw the ball 20 times, completed 34 of them for 256 yards. No interceptions, 4 touchdowns. That sounds great. There's more. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 9 catches for 116 yards. Also, he rushed for 2 times. Yes, 2 times for 68 yards. Oh, boy. It gets better, boys and girls. Jamar Williams, he carried the ball 12 times for 53 yards. DeAndre Swift, who's really mending things. He carried the ball for 5 times for 56 yards. One of those big yards was a 50-yard carry. First, as the bell rang in the first quarter, that got the Lions off. Big plays today by many of the Lions, per se. You didn't get enough of it. But again, it's a long season to go ahead. Lions win the game. Yes, they win the game by a final score of 36-27. Lions had a good little thing going on in the first half. They scored 22 points to nothing, the goose eggs for the Washington Commanders there. However, in the second half, it was a really big show and a really big story as the Commanders scored 15 in the third and 12. In the fourth quarter, they get very, very tight of a Lions lead as they will hold on to at least a touchdown. However, the Lions scored 7 in the third and also 7 in the fourth quarter to kind of solidify that and come out with that 36-27 victory. Aiden Hutchinson, 6 tackles, 5 of them are solos. And also 3 sacks, a rookie record for the Detroit Lions, to give them a punch that they really, really needed for a very, very long time there. Will they sustain it? Hopefully they do. You look at the second half and some of the breakdowns with the defensive cornerbacks and safeties there, where Wentz was able to pass the ball a lot better, a lot more efficiently. In the first half, was a different situation. They kind of very much so shut him down. A win is a win, boys and girls, and I'll take the win any doggone day. Will the Lions have to get better at some of the things they're doing on the field? Yes, they will. And hopefully they're conscious of it. But they got to, again, remind themselves, they're going to Minnesota next week. It's not a friendly environment for the Detroit Lions. And hopefully they'll come out on top. I'm waiting for it. Minnesota is a good team. Let's break it down. Detroit Tigers lose to the Chicago White Sox by a score of 11-5. Tigers came out with a lead, okay, early, okay? 2-0 in the first inning. However, on a home run, 2-run homer off the bat. But again, the Tigers couldn't hold it. All kind of problems going around, pitching, mistakes on the field. The list goes on and on and on. Tigers leave town, and I guess right now it was a good thing. They started at 12 o'clock, so they can get out of town a little bit earlier before the crowd came out of Ford Field here. Tigers will go to Baltimore, Maryland, to play the Baltimore Orioles. That starts tomorrow for them in Baltimore. The Georgia Bulldogs have assumed the number one ranking in college football, beating South Carolina. Following another year of dominance there, Alabama in week 3, they're in the second spot Ohio State remain at the 3 spot after their win. And that was a win indeed over Toledo. Michigan passed Clemson for the number 4 position after they drilled Connecticut by a final score of 59-0. Blake Corum, more impressive indeed. 5 touchdowns for him. More impressive was J.J. McCarthy on the field there. He ran the offense pretty efficiently there. Washington, we're talking about Washington State, played Michigan State. Not Washington State. I got to get this right. University of Washington. There is a Washington State there, too. That's in almost Yakima, in Spokane. No, near Yakima. I'll get it right sooner or later here. However, Michigan State played them, and Michigan State got kicked out of their short little 2-game winning streak there. They lose to the Huskies by a final score of 39-28. Spartans were in 12th place. They're now in 21st place in the early rounds of the stats, which I really don't give a doggone about right now. It doesn't mean nothing. Hey, I will say this. Hey, Oregon beat BYU. Everybody said BYU was going to give Oregon some problems after Oregon got their rear end kicked in the first week of the season. Oregon's been a lot better. Yay, Ducks. And some local teams that we can give some flavor to. How about Western Michigan? They got beat by Pittsburgh. However, Eastern Michigan beat Arizona State by a score of 30-21. And Central Michigan shut out Bucknell by a score of 41-0. Yay. All right. That should give you some hope, at least in the state there. Next week, I didn't get Wayne State score there, but we went on the air a little early today, so I will promise next week I will get Wayne States and Ferris States and Grand Valley. You know, they play on the weekend too there. High school football in Southeast Michigan, some of the games that were played. River Rouge Panthers beat St. Mary's of Orchard Lake. That score 28-0 here. Allen Park 35, Lincoln Park 6. Dearborn Divine Child beat Southgate Anderson by a score of 30-6. Dearborn Heights Crestwood beat Garden City by a score of 24-21. Detroit King was the best game in the public school league. King whips, or maybe just squeaks by, Detroit Cass Tech by a score of 28-23. Melvindale beat Dearborn Heights Robichaud by a score of 29-20. Riverview flattened out Flat Rock by a score of 36-15. Taylor Prep 24. Wyandotte Roosevelt 17. And there's more to come for that particular there, but as weeks progress, we'll take a lot more time in the public school league. But while we're waiting right now here for it's your first grade, let's listen to some fine reminders from Be the Referee.
Welcome to Be the Referee with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
In volleyball, a rules modification that came about during COVID has been instated as a permanent change with overwhelming support from coaches and officials. Previously, teams would switch sides after each set, sometimes creating a traffic jam as players and coaches move benches from side to side. Unless there's a clear competitive advantage, there's no switching now. Coaches like having a dedicated home bench and the improved pace of the match. Things that would necessitate team switching would be less serving room on one end of the court, a window on one side with the sun shining in, or an overhead obstruction on one end. It's up to the official to determine if an advantage exists and if teams will switch at the end of each set or stay at the same side for the entirety of the match.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go online now to register at MHSAA.com. Be the Referee is a production of the MHSAA Network.
Yes, indeed. As the man said, Be the Referee is a presentation of Michigan High School Athletic Association. They do it every week. We'll be, from time to time, giving you some tips and pointers from Be the Referee there. A good point indeed there. As we continue some more Butch on Sports there, Bally Sports Detroit will continue their award-winning production and carrying the Red Wings game by airing a total of 69 regular season game contests. 58 are slated for Bally Sports Detroit, 11 on Bally Sports Detroit Extra. The popular announcing team of Ken Daniels and Mickey Redman will return to action, including some of them games that they're not going to be here or you'll be seeing will be games that either, TBS or TNT will be picking up, as well as ESPN, ABC, ESPN Plus, ESPN 2. I can't think of any more, but they are they'll be taken care of there. No word from the Pistons right now there. They should be up and running. Give them another 1 week, and we'll hear a lot about Pistons. Camp will be coming up with the quickness. Red Wings are in progress right now, as they'll be traveling to Detroit to do their regular practicing at Little Caesars Arena in their Bedford practice facility inside Little Caesars Arena. At the Las Vegas press conference, and I saw this the other day there, of course, it started off on SmackDown, where basically, Logan Paul came on there and threatened Triple H and his buddies and friends. So, with the quickness, Las Vegas press conference, Triple H announced that Roman Reigns will go one-on-one against Paul at the WWE Crown Jewels. Now, it's all about can Paul land that one little lucky punch to end the longest reign in WWE history. So, I guess you don't want to miss that, boys and girls. It's on November the 5th from Saudi Arabia. It'll be exclusively on Peacock in the USA and on the WWE Network everywhere else. So, hey, get on down. I'm quite sure more will be emphasized as the weeks go on, and then some, and then some. They have already will have a extreme rules will be before all this happens. So I'm kind of getting set for extreme rules because that seemed to be a nice little itch to, yes, to the October month there. And for the first time in franchise history, and this is a big story here, first time in franchise history, the Las Vegas Aces are the WNBA champion, defeating Connecticut in a best of five series, 3-1. They beat Connecticut in Connecticut by a final score of 78-71. Exciting game, very exciting season for WNBA. They really made noises and people listen, and they're getting more and more attractive, which I am glad to see on national television and a lot of more talk of women being very, not so aggressive, but really hyped up to the show that that league is for real. And it always happened in my reality here. Yes, in my reality. Now, the only reality I'm looking for is Detroit to get a team, because that is lacking since the Shock left out of here in such a destructive manner there. And that's a long conversation that we could talk about in other times. In the meanwhile, I'm done for this Sunday evening there. The Lions are winners today, boys and girls. We can all sleep in peace there. Hey, Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Check out Butch on Sports on Facebook, always on Facebook, or go to Butch Davis on Facebook as well. You can always go to Podomatic, the home base for Butch on Sports. just type in SimpleButtoO.podomatic.com. Yes, indeed. Get it while it's fresh. And also, you can go to thegamesportshow.podbean.com to get the goodies and all the rest of the smorgasbord of great shows on the Game Sports Show Network there. Hey, and also, tomorrow on News Talk 1400 in Sault Ste. Marie, the Game Sports Show with Scott Nason, Dave McCaig, and myself. 2 hours worth of rumbling and bumbling and facts that you can't get anywhere else. On again on News Talk 1400, Sault Ste. Marie there. Oh, yeah. And you can hear us live, of course. Just go to that site where I just mentioned and hit the live, listen live button. And yes, Southeast Michigan can get it too. Hey, I am done for the day here. Have a great, great beginning of the week. I will talk to you guys tomorrow on the sports show. And again on Wednesday on Butch on Sports.